This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Victor Beatty reporting dozens more migrants drown in a desperate bid to reach Europe. The humanitarian group Save the Children says dozens of migrants may have drowned on Sunday in the Mediterranean when their rubber dinghy either deflated or exploded during the hazardous journey to Europe. There are the latest casualties of more than 1,700 deaths so far this year in a stream of migrants trying to escape conflict and poverty in Africa and the Mideast. Another group joining in the search and rescue of migrants is the medical charity Doctors Without Borders. Will Turner is a spokesman.
Médecins Sans Frontières, MSF, decided to get involved in search and rescue operations in the Mediterranean simply because we're facing one of the major humanitarian crises of our time. The Mediterranean is being turned into a mass grave, and this simply is not acceptable on Europe's doorstep.
Italian ships rescued thousands of migrants just over the past weekend. More than 650 new ones arrived in Italy on Tuesday. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry made a brief surprise visit to Somalia Tuesday, becoming the first top-ranking U.S. diplomat to visit the country. He met with President Hassan Sheikh Mohammed, the prime minister, and other officials. In a video, a message to the Somali people, Mr. Kerry announced an upgrade in the U.S. presence in the country.
While we do not yet have a fixed timeline for reopening the embassy, we are upgrading our diplomatic representation. Pending confirmation by the Senate, a career diplomat will lead this effort as our first ambassador to Somalia since we closed our mission in January of 1991.
Mr. Kerry also met civil society leaders and thanked African Union troops for their role in stabilizing the country. His next stop is Djibouti, home of a U.S. military hub for the Horn of Africa. This is VOA News. The European Union says nuclear talks between six world powers and Iran resume next week in Vienna. The sides reached a framework agreement last month, are now trying to work out details of a final comprehensive deal by June 30th. Josh Earnest is a White House spokesman.
We continue to be hopeful that we'll be able to successfully complete an agreement by June 30th, precisely because resolving the situation in this way, preventing Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon through diplomacy, is by far the best way for us to prevent Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon.
Under an agreement, Iran would cut its uranium enrichment program to keep it from being able to build a bomb. UN and Western sanctions that have wrecked the Iranian economy would be eased in exchange. A UN statement Tuesday said two peacekeepers were killed, some 10 others wounded, in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo Tuesday when their patrol was ambushed in an area where government forces are fighting Ugandan rebels. It says the UN contingent was from Tanzania, and the attack occurred in a village in Beni region. Meanwhile, the Congolese army said it killed 16 Ugandan-allied Democratic Forces rebels during fierce fighting in the same zone. Congolese forces launched an operation last year against the Islamist ADF, accused of massacring hundreds of villagers between October and December. President Obama has nominated Marine Corps General Joseph Dunford, the Marine Corps Commandant, is the next chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff to replace outgoing Army General Martin Dempsey as the nation's top uniformed military advisor.
He's one of our military's most highly regarded strategic thinkers. He's known and respected by our allies, by members of Congress on both sides of the aisle, and by colleagues across our government.
The 59-year-old Dunford previously served as commander of U.S. and international coalition forces in Afghanistan from 2013 to 2014. Aid deliveries continued Tuesday in Nepal, where some outlying areas remain difficult to reach. More than a week after a massive 7.8 magnitude earthquake shook the Himalayan nation, the death toll stands at more than 7,500. Nigeria's finance minister acknowledged Tuesday one of the continent's richest economies has had to borrow money to pay public servants' salaries, the result of a cash crunch brought on by the falling price of oil, which fuels 80% of Nigeria's revenue. The UN special envoy on Ebola Tuesday said fewer than 20 new cases of the deadly virus were recorded in the past week, ending Sunday in Sierra Leone and Guinea, two of the three hardest-hit West African countries. No new cases reported in Liberia. While hailing the extraordinary progress made, David DeBarro cautioned it will take time to end the epidemic completely. He remains optimistic Liberia will be declared Ebola-free on Saturday. The disease left nearly 11,000 dead. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.